We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, just so we're on the same page, if I sneeze today, I'll try to hit the sneeze button. I guess it would be a cough button, but it is not COVID. Just so we are aware, at least I don't think so. Be highly unlikely. Jimmy Love working the board today. Jimmy Love's got the coolest shirts. I used to fit into those too. I mean, not your shirts precisely, but the shirts, they were very, very cool. Now it's sweatpants and very large shirts. Thank you, COVID, and thank you, lack of individual responsibility and watching what I put into my mouth. Yeah. All right. So anyway, starting off today, for your consideration, I feel like Rod Serling.
For your consideration.
For your consideration. Hallmarks of America being Sovietized. I've been talking about this for a long time. Victor Davis Hanson on Fox News' site, he put it into words, better words than I. I simply just keep saying, hey, you want to know where we are? Watch The Russian Revolution on Netflix. Watch The Last Tsars on Netflix. And watch, for comedic relief with a grain of truth, The Death of Stalin, also on Netflix. I also think you should watch Sons of Sam. Have you seen that, Jimmy Love? No. Sons of Sam is about the alleged Berkowitz Son of Sam killings back in the 1970s in New York City. And basically, the long and the short of it is, I think this guy put together, his name is Maury Terry. He was a journalist. He put together, I think, a pretty strong case that David Berkowitz did not act alone as the Son of Sam, that there were others involved as lookouts, as getaway drivers, as crash car drivers. I don't think Berkowitz did all those crimes. I really don't. Now, the two guys most likely to have committed them, one of the guys ended up dead in Minot, North Dakota. The other one was run off a road in New York City, the West Side Highway. But I don't lie about this. I'm fascinated by true crime because I like to see how crimes are solved. And you should definitely check it out. on Netflix, Sons of Sam. And, you know, the police resistance of the NYPD to Maury Terry's work reminded me of a case in Buffalo involving Dennis Delano when he was a Buffalo cop. Dennis Delano found irrefutable evidence that there were two wrongful convictions, Anthony Capozzi and the late Lynn Dejack. Dennis Delano had to basically, because people made careers on these convictions, and they were bad convictions. And once the system says, oh, Capozzi, he's a rapist. Dejack, murderess. She's a murderer. She's a killer. The system does not like to eat its own feces. And Dennis Delano basically made them. And the resistance Dennis Delano got, actually, it's Dennis Delano. The resistance he got from people who didn't want to admit that he was right and wanted to pretend like the two people I just mentioned were actually guilty reminded me of the defensiveness of these New York cops and New York City police brass when responding to questions about the investigator's work. But anyway, if you haven't seen it, definitely check it out, Sons of Sam on Netflix. It's very interesting. It's very compelling. I didn't mean to watch it, actually. It just kind of like showed in the rotation and started playing. I must have hit the button at the right time. But anyway, getting back to the Sovietization of America. Let's just go through. Do any of these things sound familiar? I'm going to go through a list of a few things here. Okay. There was no escape from ideological indoctrination anywhere. A job in the bureaucracy or a military assignment hinged not so much on merit, expertise, or past achievement. What mattered was loud enthusiasm for the Soviet system. Wokeness is becoming our new Soviet-like state religion. Careerists assert that America was always and still is a systemically racist country without ever producing proof or a sustained argument. Number two, the Soviets fused their press with the government. Pravda, truth, was the official megaphone of state-sanctioned lies. Journalists simply regurgitated the talking points of their Communist Party partners. Number three, the Soviet surveillance state enlisted apparatchiks and lackeys to ferret out ideological dissidents. Recently, we learned the Department of Defense is reviewing its rosters to spot extremist sentiments. The U.S. Postal Service recently admitted it uses tracking programs to monitor the social media postings of Americans. CNN recently alleged that the Biden administration's Department of Homeland Security is considering partnering with private surveillance firms to get around the government's prohibitions on scrutinizing Americans' online activity. Next point, the Soviet educational system sought not to enlighten, but to indoctrinate young minds in proper government-approved thought. Currently, cash-strapped universities nationwide are hiring thousands of diversity, equity, and inclusion staffers and administrators. Their chief task is to scan the admissions, hiring, curriculum, and administration at universities. Like good commissars, our diversity czars oversee compliance with the official narrative that a flawed America must confess, apologize for, and renounce its evil foundations. Next, the Soviet Union was run by a pampered elite, exempt from the ramifications of their own radical ideologies. Now, woke Silicon Valley billionaires talk socialistically but live like royalty. Coke and Delta Airlines CEOs who hector Americans about their illiberality make millions of dollars a year. What unites current woke activists such as Oprah Winfrey, LeBron James, Mark Zuckerberg, and the Obamas are their huge estates and their multi-million dollar wealth. Just as the select few of the old Soviet nomenklatura had their Black Sea dashes, America's loudest top-down revolutionaries prefer living in Martha's Vineyard, Beverly Hills, Montecito, and Malibu. The Soviets mastered Trotskyization, or the rewriting and airbrushing away of history to fabricate present reality. Are Americans any different when they indulge in a frenzy of name-changing, statue-toppling, monument-defacing, book-banning, and cancel-culturing? Next, the Soviets created a climate of fear and rewarded stool pigeons for rooting out all potential enemies of the people. Since when did Americans encourage co-workers to turn in others for an ill-considered word in private conversation? Why do thousands now scour the internet to find any past incorrect expression of a rival? Why are there now thought criminals supposedly guilty of climate racism, immigration racism, or vaccination racism? In America, where and for what reason you riot, this is so true. In America, where and for what reason you riot determines whether you face any legal consequences. Politically correct sanctuary cities defy the law with impunity. Jury members are terrified of being doxxed and hunted down for an incorrect verdict. The CIA and FBI are becoming as ideological as the old KGB. Next, the Soviets doled out prizes on the basis of correct Soviet thought. In modern America, Pulitzer Prizes, Emmys, Grammys, Tonys, and Oscars don't necessarily reflect the year's best work, but often the most politically correct work from the most woke. The Soviets, this is another one, offered no apologies for extinguishing freedom. Instead, they boasted that they were advocates for equity, champions of the underclass, enemies of privilege, and therefore could terminate anyone or anything they pleased. That is from Fox News, Victor Davis Hanson. It was actually sent to me by a woman who grew up in the Soviet Union. So Natasha, she has called the show previously, and as somebody who lived there, who grew up in that system, she knows of what we speak, and I have kind of seen this coming for a long time. As a matter of fact, Victor Davis Hanson put everything into nice little boxy categories for us. And I put that up on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page, which will probably get me canceled. So then there's another one. This is basically we're going to follow a little formula here, but I have to whip it. There is a frost advisory overnight for all of Western New York, by the way. But check this out, and I just want you to keep something in mind here. We're talking about a vaccine, which is emergency use authorization, And this is at WBEN.com. Students at a SUNY or CUNY college will be required to have a COVID-19 vaccine in order to attend school beginning this fall, according to Il Duce Cuomo. The governor also encouraged private colleges to require vaccines for their student bodies. By September, the federal government would have to do the approval beyond the emergency use authorization. They would have to give it full approval before September. Otherwise, SUNY CUNY could not mandate. You cannot legally mandate just off of emergency use authorization. Well, isn't that interesting? We believe they will do that in the near future. Now, here is something that I need to share with you, because Cuomo, all right, now basically Cuomo's stance is university students in New York State should be vaccinated. Well, let's follow the science. Here's a letter from it was from April 24th, a letter from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Open letter from physicians to universities. Allow students back without COVID vaccine mandate. Dear deans, governing boards, and trustees, on behalf of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, I am writing to ask you to reconsider your new policy mandating COVID-19 vaccination of students prior to returning to campus. Institutions of higher learning are divided on this issue. Although at first glance, this policy may seem prudent, it coerces students into bearing unneeded and unknown risk and is at heart contrary to the bedrock medical principle of informed consent. Here are the reasons these scientists want no vaccine requirement for your college student. Young adults are a healthy and immunologically competent and vibrant group that is at extraordinarily low risk for COVID-19 morbidity and mortality. College and university students, however, are under significant mental health strain already from COVID-19 fears, circumstances, distance learning problems, and the imposition of health policy restrictions. Even though the FDA granted emergency use authorization for 3 COVID-19 vaccines, they are not FDA approved to treat, cure, or prevent any disease at this time. Clinical trials will continue for at least 2 years before the FDA can even consider these approval of these vaccines as effective and safe. Kind of goes against what Governor Cuomo said, huh, about by the fall. I mean, these people say it's going to take 2 years. They're the doctors. What do they know? Probably a lot less than Andrew Cuomo, I'm sure, sarcastically, he says. The COVID-19 vaccines on the market in the United States have caused notable side effects, pathology, and even deaths. These adverse reactions result in absence from school and work, hospital visits, and even loss of life. College-age women may be at unique risk for adverse events following administration of the experimental COVID vaccines currently available. According to the CDC, all cases of life-threatening blood clots subsequent to receiving the J&J vaccine reported so far in the U.S. occurred in younger women. The vast majority of cases of anaphylaxis, that's like when you swell and you can't breathe, have occurred in women. In addition, women are reporting having irregular menstrual cycles after getting the coronavirus vaccine. 95 miscarriages have been reported to the United States Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System. Let's see, some more. Recent research data demonstrates that the spike protein present on the SARS-CoV-2 virus and the induced primary mechanism of action of COVID-19 vaccines are the primary cause of disease, infirmity, hospitalization, and deaths. I mean, it goes on. There are 15 reasons, and I honestly just don't have the time or the inclination to go through every single listed reason. But once again, we have people who have been saying, follow the science, follow the science, follow the science. Well, a bunch of scientists and doctors put out a memo saying there's no need for college students to be vaccinated. And days later, Governor Cuomo wants college students in New York State to be vaccinated. And I would love to hear from you college students out there. I'll tell you, a lot of young people I know do not want this vaccine. A lot of grown-ups I know do not want this vaccine. I took the vaccine. I've said this a million times, and I'll say it a billion before this is all said and done, because we'll probably be trying to gin up the fear as much as we possibly can for the 2022 and 2024 elections. And by the way, you'll forgive my skepticism, but when did Senator Chuck Schumer, when did he actually give a rat's ass about private sector business losing money because of the closed border with Ontario? I'm going to tell you, you might think I'm nuts, and I don't really care. I think Chuck Schumer wants to open the border. Ontario is loaded with COVID cases. So if we let COVID positive people into the United States, what happens to our COVID numbers in Western New York and New York State? They skyrocket, right? I mean, unless people have had the vaccine, but there's a lot of people who don't want the vaccine. So this would be a way, if you let Canadians into the United States at this point in time, this would be a way to say, oh my God, we're not out of the woods yet. Lockdown again, lockdown again. It's the same reason I think they're flying these illegal immigrants all over the country and putting them in cities all over the place. They want this to continue. They want the power. They want you to be scared. I'm not wearing a mask anymore. I refuse. I'm not doing it unless I am asked to by somebody in authority at the establishment. It was liberating yesterday. I won't tell you, or was it yesterday? I won't tell you where I went, but I walked into a place and I got my product and I left. And I told the cashier, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm vaccinated. And if anybody, you know, has a problem with that, they made a choice not to get the vaccination, and they made a choice to go out in public. So that's not on me. That's on you. I feel no guilt over that whatsoever. Sorry, I don't. Saw my mother yesterday. She's fully vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated. The people with whom I went aren't vaccinated. They don't want the vaccine. They don't want the freaking vaccine. So, and I what am I supposed to do? Talk people into it? They're smarter than I am. I can't talk them into anything. Can't talk them into washing my car, much less getting a vaccine. So I heard some of what David Bellavia was doing today, and I would like to I'd like to follow through here with some kind of similar questions, but maybe a little bit maybe just a little bit different. One of my questions today is, where are you on masks? Where are you on masks? At this point, you see somebody walking around without a mask. What do you say to that individual? Do you say, put a mask on, you selfish bastard? Or do you say, hey, way to go. You're an American. It's done. It's over with. I'm through. What do you tell the person without a mask? Because I'm going to start giving them, I already started giving them, the thumbs up. I laugh my ass off when I'm driving around UB and I see these young college students walking around by themselves with masks on. I'm sorry, COVID is lurking in the open air of Millersport Highway. COVID is lurking on Maple Road, and it's ready to snatch itself and attach itself onto your nostrils and infect you. I mean, you're perfectly healthy, presumably young people. You look to be in very good shape, better shape than I am in. And there you are, walking around by yourself with a freaking mask on outside. Do you have any idea how stupid you look? Because you look stupid. Dumb. The same thing with people driving in a car by themselves wearing a mask. Can we just think about the idiocy of this? What, are you afraid you're going to give yourself COVID? If you've got COVID, you've got COVID. Wearing a mask isn't going to prevent you from giving yourself COVID. What kind of moron is doing these things? There's much more. I'll get into it. But I guess, you know, the general theme that I'd like to ask you guys is, where are you on COVID? Where are you on COVID? What do you think is going on here? What's the end game for all this? I sincerely believe, I was talking to people a lot smarter than I on Friday night, and they unanimously, I mean, these are brilliant, you got to understand, these are brilliant freaking people, okay? And they said, look, the narrative is keep the fear going. Keep the restrictions going as long as possible. Make people subservient to ridiculous edicts. There's no rational basis for this at this point. And these are some of the people actually have had COVID. Two of the people had COVID. And I told you, I mean, you know, call it grace of God, call it genetics, call it what you will, but I didn't exactly sit myself in a cave since last March doing nothing. I did not end up with COVID. I wash my hands a lot, yeah, but I do not attribute that at all to wearing a mask. When I walk through a restaurant, COVID is lurking, ready to jump into my mask and be stopped there by something that it isn't even equipped to do. But I could sit down at a table of illegal Hondurans, take my mask off, and everything's cool. Makes no sense. Where are you on COVID? That's like the big money shot question. Where are you on COVID? 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. And college students, how do you feel about Governor Cuomo saying you will be vaccinated come September?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I knew Saturday was going to be a great night when this was playing at the stage when we walked in. Health department people, oh, they were out in force on Saturday night from what I hear. Not sure how many fines got levied or anything, but I'm just saying, it was pretty cool. The only problem is Booker walked in, he sat next to me, and these days I just look like such a slob compared to Booker. He never wears the same suit twice. I've never seen a human being like that ever again. Flipside sounded great. They sounded phenomenal. Bruce Decker was playing the keyboards. It was magnificent. It was fun. And then Friday we had that, we had a private party on Friday. Don't worry, I wore sweatpants to it because that's all that fits. And that's where I talked to these super, super, super intelligent people, both of whom, by the way, are involved in healthcare. Both of whom are involved in healthcare and healthcare analytics. And they both said, Tom, This is about continuing the fear narrative. This is about mail-in voting continuing for 2022 and 2024 so they can steal another election. And these are not insane people. They are very high IQ people. They are very computer savvy. And they tried to explain to me what an SQL server does. And I sat there and nodded. I sat there and nodded. Then every now and again, I'd say something like, all of the water, all the water in the rough and rude sea cannot wash the balm from an anointed king. I just wanted to say something somewhat intelligent because I'm sitting there like shaking and nodding my head. I've had four people try to explain to me how SQL servers were used to steal the election, and they're not making a dent. That's just not my area of expertise. It's not. Anyway, where are you on COVID? Where are you on masks? To tell you the truth, I've had it with masks. I see no point to wearing a mask. And for those of you who are objecting to this, hear me out. Agree or disagree. You see the signs all over the place. You see them at every drugstore now. Anybody who wants a COVID vaccine has had access to a COVID vaccine. And don't give me this stuff about, oh, people in the inner city, Tom, they don't have access. That's such a racist thing to say. You know, like what, they're too stupid to find a drugstore? Is that implied in your message? That sounds pretty racist to me. So don't give me that crap. Anybody who's wanted a vaccine, I mean, they're bribing people to get the vaccine. Get the vaccine, have a shot of whiskey. Get the vaccine, have a beer. They're bribing people. Get the vaccine. Here's baseball tickets. So if you want the vaccine, you've got the vaccine by now. Originally, they made it like Furby. My daughter actually came up with this. My ex-wife. Well, one of them. They came up with it together. When Furbies came out for the first time, everybody wanted a Furby. It was like this created consumer demand for a Furby. You needed a Furby to be cool. Same thing with the vaccine. Everybody wanted it. I remember going on the New York State website, getting booted off after filling out all my information. It was like, gotta get this. Oh, can't get it. Gotta get it. Like Cabbage Patch Kids. Oh, can't get it. Same thing with the vaccine. They got vaccines coming out of their asses now. Which, well, all right, at least their eyes and ears. We'll just go with the more noble of the orifices. They have vaccines coming out. And the other decision people are making is, okay, you didn't get vaccinated for whatever reason. You know, you didn't get vaccinated. That's choice you made, number one. Number two, you decided to go out. That's choice number two you have made. I'm vaccinated. I shouldn't be wearing a mask. Because you made two decisions that allegedly put you at risk. And if you see somebody without a mask, what do you do? And does anybody else just see the folly of seeing somebody driving alone in a car wearing a mask? It is just ridiculous. And these UB students, I'm sorry. I see them walking solo wearing masks outside as if COVID is going to spring from the grass like a deer tick and latch onto their respiratory system when they're totally alone. And I'll tell you something else that I resent. This idea that if you're vaccinated, you can go to an outdoor event and you don't have to keep 6 feet from other people, but you must wear a mask. What? What in the good name of Jesus how does that even make sense? You're vaccinated. If you get COVID, it probably isn't going to kill you, and it probably will be a milder case. I know people who've gotten COVID since vaccinated. They didn't go to the hospital. They felt like crap for a few days. I felt like crap for a few days after the vaccine. I felt even worse after the shingles vaccine. I'm still going to get shot number two because I guess I'm a masochist. 803-09. No, both. I'm fully immunized against COVID. I can still get it. Yeah. But, you know, this is the price we pay for mental health and well-being. I like hanging around with my friends. What can I say? I like saying wings for the table. Sorry, that's my little... On my tombstone, it will say, wings for the table. Okay, let's go to the calls on WBEN. Where are you on COVID? Where are you? And isn't it asinine that Andrew Cuomo wants college and university students to be vaccinated, but the American Association of American Physicians and Surgeons has explicitly stated it isn't necessary? We follow the science when it's convenient. Well, we're going to ignore the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons? It's just like this transgenderism nonsense. I'm sorry, if following the science is what makes a rational society, a male has two X chromosomes, a female has an X and a Y, or I think I got that wrong, XX, XY. I reverse that, I believe. But the bottom line is, if you have one set of chromosomes, you are a man. If you have another set of chromosomes, you are a woman. Period. That's science. See, we follow the science except when it interferes with ideology. And as I brought up last week, science. Okay, what would most scientists say would be the logical beginning? Put all ideology aside. What would scientists say, when does human life begin? An intellectually honest scientist would say human life begins at the moment of conception, because there's no other logical time it could begin. But we don't follow the science with that, do we? No. No. Then we put our ideologies ahead of science. And it's the same thing with this mask stuff and the vaccine stuff. And you know what? I'm telling you. I call me a maniac. That's fine. If I had a kid 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, they're not getting that vaccine. I'm sorry. It's emergency use only. That population is not in dire emergency. They've got a bigger risk of drinking themselves to death or a drug overdose than they do dying of COVID. So no, my kid, if I had 12, 15, 13, 14, 15-year-old kid, they're not getting vaccinated. No effing way. All right, let's go to Lisa in Holland on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I am right on board with you, and I am someone who has not been vaccinated. And I have no problem with you not wearing a mask, with me not wearing a mask. It is a risk I have taken. I have chosen not to get vaccinated, and I'm an adult. I can make that decision for myself. So I am totally done with the masks. I'm sort of tired of hearing vaccinated people say they're wearing a mask for my benefit. And, you know, for someone who hasn't been vaccinated. And I'm like, no, you do not have to do that.
No, because I'm not wearing an N95 mask that has been fitted by professionals, which is what the doctors are wearing, which is the only effective mask. These little pieces of cloth that we put over our face, come on.
It's crazy. And I also have two daughters that just finished a graduate year and a junior year at a college in Indiana, went back to school in September, were in class. Now, they wore masks in common areas. If someone was ill, they got a separate dorm. I had one of my daughters play a sport. She was tested frequently. If there was a positive case, they took those precautions. They went to school from September to April, in-person classes, and we're fine.
Why the private schools? I know people who've taken their kids from the public schools and sent them to private schools where there is in-person learning, because the greedy teachers' unions are not trying to keep these kids at home so they don't have to get off their asses at home, or they don't have to deal with the kids in the classroom.
It is fear. It is not letting us make decisions as competent adults. And it's a control thing. I agree with everything you say. And we are allowing that to happen. And I'm just flabbergasted, really, in the fact that we are just taking this. And there just does need to be people that are like, enough is enough. We are done wearing these masks. We need to get these kids back to school 5 days a week from K through 12.
Absolutely. You are so right. Enough is enough is enough. And these power trip people like Mark Poloncarz, Dr. Overtime. And again, I started talking about this a couple of weeks ago. I'm Dr. Overtime. I'm bringing in like $400,000 a year. The minute I decide that the emergency is over, no more overtime.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I totally agree. Thank you for speaking up. And I'm...
Oh, I'm going to catch hell for this, mark my words.
No problem sitting there talking to you, having some chicken wings, and I don't have my vaccine, and you don't have to wear a mask.
Chicken wings are probably the last thing I need right now, but thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate it. I've gotten horrible, man. I've gotten horrible since COVID, seriously. Maybe, I don't know. That's what depresses me the most about COVID, is the weight gain, you know? Like, you buy a pair of fat jeans, and then it's like, wait, these are, like, really snug all of a sudden. Here's all of a sudden. Sorry, did I say all of the sudden? Oops. Grammar police, take note. Here's Jim in Marilla. Jim, where are you on COVID?
How you doing, Tom?
James?
Are you there?
I'm listening.
Okay. It's amazing. I listen to you almost every single day, and I've been listening about this whole thing for the whole year. And I think this is all just a big game that they're playing against us. I realize there is COVID out there, but the numbers indicate that it's just so small of anybody dying. The percentage is so small. And I have a mathematical background, and I've been watching the numbers since back in early March of last year. Every day, they got different numbers. Every guy that talks got different numbers. None of the numbers coincide with what the other guy said. None of the numbers make sense. One day it's 50%, one day it's 32%, one day it's 40%. They are just all over the place, and there's no mathematical background for any of the numbers that they keep throwing out.
No, and let me throw something else at you as far as the numbers are concerned. And again, I like to bring this up from time to time, but there was a while where the county was only testing people who were symptomatic. That's not the general population. It's a subset of the general population. And of course you would expect higher COVID rates.
Of course, if you testing people that are positive, your numbers are always going to be going up. But what about all the people that either don't get tested or all the people that are tested negative? They don't throw that into the mix to come up with statistics.
Well, you know what? As far as people who aren't vaccinated, I don't care. I don't care if you wear a mask. I don't care. Why would I? I got the vaccine.
Me neither. And I would assume that if you have a vaccination, you don't have to be afraid of the people that aren't vaccinated.
Well, there is a chance you could get COVID, but the whole theory, if the vaccination works, actually, is that you will be much less affected.
Right. You're right. Now, I have one question to ask you, and then I'm going to let you go. I hear you talk about this all the time, all the time, all the time. I would like to hear your opinion of why they're doing this to us.
I think at this point, it's pretty obvious. It's about power. It's about control. It's about continuing a fear narrative. It is about making sure that mail-in balloting doesn't go anywhere and they can steal 2022 and 2024.
So you think it's all about the election or other things?
I think, well, you can't divorce one from the other. The United States is heading towards the Soviet states of America. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of this. I read the piece from Victor Davis Hanson. But look, I mean, this thing started in China. As far as I'm concerned, it started in that Wuhan lab. I think China deliberately unleashed it on the world. China ought to be taken to the world court and made to pay reparations. Like, that's ever going to happen. But the ultimate goal is power over us that is caused by the fear they have created, a fear which is no longer rational.
Right. But what are they trying to gain with the power?
Control. Total, complete control over every person in the United States and the world. They want to be able to tell you to wear a mask, to wear a muzzle. They don't want you to have the freedom to enjoy your life. They want you to stay at home and watch MSNBC all day. They want to destroy work as we know it. I mean, why? Every business owner with whom I speak, I can't even stay open the hours I need to stay open because I can't find anybody who wants to work. And these kids, I was talking to somebody over the weekend, their kids are rich off of the stimulus money. They got more money than Croesus.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I mean, what do you think is going on? Let me riddle you that.
what do I think is going on?
Yes.
I think it's way beyond the word of control. I'm going to go back to when I was a kid. Do you remember? You probably do. You're almost old enough. The cartoon, let's call it. It wasn't a cartoon. It was on the Commander Tom show every day, Rocket Ship 7. Flash Gordon. Do you remember?
I used to watch Commander Tom and Dust Mop all the time, but I was never a big Flash Gordon guy.
Well, look this up sometime on the internet. There was a thing, and it was done in black and white film with real actors. It was called Flash Gordon. And he was a spaceman that was coming back. He was out in the rocket, and he was coming back to Earth because an Emperor Ming had taken over the world and had put everybody into, let's call them, concentration camps. And they worked for the government in a mine, mining something. I don't remember what that was. And it seems to me that this is where we're headed, because the COVID is going to affect all our jobs. It's going to affect where we live. It's going to affect how much money we have in the bank. It's going to affect where we get our food. What kind of food can we eat? Where we can drive? Whether we can have a car or not, because of all the control factors.
Right. And are you going to have a car that's powered by petrol fuel that has a range of 400 miles and you can fill it up in 5 minutes? Or are we being forced into electronic vehicles with a 300-mile range and you got to let it charge overnight to go another 300 miles?
Absolutely.
And we've got Brian Higgins and his fascination with choo-choo trains in the jet age. We need a train station in Niagara Falls. Yeah, and I need a fifth testicle. I'm glad you called.
Thank you very much, Tom.
All right. I mean, both would be about as useful. I'm just saying. Jimmy Love, no, the music. The music. Jimmy Love, let the music play. It's coming up, really. Ah. Is that from News of the World? I've forgotten. Not one of Queen's better efforts, my opinion, but then again, you know, I'm a dude, so I like Pink Floyd. It is 2:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Here's a little game you can play. Now, this does not apply to my family, but ask the guys in your life, hey, what do you think of Pink Floyd? And guys of a certain age are like, oh, my God, awesome. Just phenomenal. Great. Women? Yeah. I mean, I've been out with my boyfriend and husband to listen to them. Maybe not the same night, but yeah. Pink Floyd seems to be a dude thing from what I can figure out. Anyway.